Hey, welcome Insight. This gorgeous Wednesday evening. Welcome, Rocker.
Hi, Jack.
Welcome back.
Another week of happiness, ain't it?
Isn't that the truth? Nothing but happiness. So, and we welcome in studio Mr. Chris Ben. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Jack. Hi, Rocker.
Hey.
So, I ran into Chris at the...
Hope you didn't hurt him.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so either.
At the Christmas open house. And I'd been wanting to get you on and to talk to you about your... And I'll say it's a new endeavor. How long have you been in the bread and wheat business?
I would say probably a little over a year that, you know, we've been official, but messing around with it now for about four.
Is that right? So, first of all, for, you know, those that aren't familiar, Chris was born and raised in Fort Recovery.
Yep.
Graduated in...
1987.
So, for those of you that are doing the math, that was about 32 years ago. Usually graduate when you're 18, so Chris might be turning 50 here pretty shortly. Close?
Well, I just turned 50, yes.
Just turned 50.
Yes.
So, now see, I would never do that to a woman.
You're a smart man.
I'm a smart man. Okay, and... you live here in Fort Recovery?
Yes, south of town, about 3 miles on Watkins Road.
Okay. You're married to a lovely wife whose name is?
Amy.
And how many children?
We have eight children.
Eight children?
Yes, eight children and five grandchildren now.
No kidding. Right. You aren't old enough to be a grandpa, are you?
Well, I didn't think so, but my kids are telling me something different.
Yeah. It's a neat experience, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I talked with my wife about that the other day, and we tried to figure out how we could be grandparents without being parents first.
Yes. You know what? If you could figure that out and bottle it, you'd make a little bit of money.
Yep.
Yeah. So you graduated from Fort Recovery in 87. You went to college at...
I went to college or graduated at Bluffton.
Okay.
Went to Findlay for 1 year. Transitioned over to Bluffton, and I graduated there, and I think it was about 3.5 years I ended up graduating college. So,
with a degree in teaching?
Yes, yep.
And you became a history teacher?
That is correct.
So, tell me about your career, your teaching career. Where have you been?
I started at Delphus St. John's, coached varsity football, coached JV girls basketball. And I taught history, world studies, and geography when I was there, and made a total of $16,000. And then they took taxes out. That was...
And that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're right.
It was a while, but not that long.
Yeah, about, I think, 26 or 27 years ago. And so I was there for a year. Then I went to Coldwater. And when I was at Coldwater, I... taught history there for 6 years, and I ended up coaching basketball there for 6 years, was a varsity coach for four of the six, and I coached football, I think, for 4 years there. And while I was there, I started taking classes for my master's, ended up getting my master's plus 30, and then I transitioned over to Salina in 2000, and I've been there ever since. And at Salina, I was, I think, the varsity head coach for basketball 10 years there while I was there, and I was the JV coach for four before that. And over there, I did more of the alternative school, kids that, for whatever reason, couldn't get around in a regular classroom with the regular school day, you know, so we changed schedules, and we did not try to recreate school for those guys, but give them a different environment, one that they could be successful in. And,
did it work?
I'll tell you what, the first year I remember the best because we had 15 kids and 13 out of 15 graduated.
Oh, that's good.
And I don't know that any 13 would have graduated, going the regular route. So, so I think it was fairly successful. I mean, I think there's a lot of good that come from it. So, but then, you know, I took a few more classes, and you've got to take classes to continue to renew your license. And So we got into about 4 years ago. And well, before that, for 10 years, my father, who's got a patent on this machine and a patent on the process, was messing around with it in a shop. And I was over there in the summers during the school year. Didn't do much with him, but I helped him over there. So I had a pretty good idea of what was going on. And then about 4 years ago, I decided to get out of basketball because this whole process, this machine that he's got, is going to help so many people's health. And I thought it was going to do so many people a lot of good. And so I kind of felt that I was compelled to go jump into this and help Dad with this and, you know, put something together and see what we could do. He had a couple of marketing firms that worked on it before. They didn't get very far, and I'm not sure exactly why those fizzled out, but at that point, I felt this was a greater good, and you know, this is where I needed to be. And, you know, my basketball players throughout the years, I've always told them that, you know, when you get on a team, you've got to do what you are needed to do, not what you want to do.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I'm at right now. You know, I think I'm needed with this. I think that, and I've seen it, we're helping a lot of people's health and putting people in a much better situation. So this is where I'm needed at right now. And
well, you know, and when you get to a certain stage of life and work career, the greater good and kind of following that dream becomes more important. You know, to a certain extent.
Too. Well, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, when you're coaching, you got this group of kids and you've got a program all the way top to bottom and you're working with them. And, you know, when your kids start to get older and they start to get out and having kids of their own and getting out in the world a little bit, then you start to look at things a little different. And, you know, maybe I can do better creating a better future, you know, for my grandkids this way. So. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I tell you what, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about our father's food and how you got into it, where it started, where it all kind of, you know, you know, I think it started with your dad, right?
Actually, my grandfather.
Yeah, you know, and see, we'll talk about, you know, how it got started and exactly what that means right after this.
Weekends are party time at Brick Street Tavern. We'll bring you great DJs and bands all winter long. Stop up and join your friends for the party at Brick Street every weekend. This Saturday night, we'll have Ben and Cole DJing. Stop up and join your friends for all the fun at Brick Street Tavern this weekend and every weekend through the winter. Meet your friends at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Port Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
The Greenville Post Office will be holding a passport fair to help you with the process of getting your passport. It will be held on Saturday, November 30th from 9 to noon in the lobby of the post office in downtown Greenville. You don't need an appointment, and passport photo service will be available for only $15, cash, check, or money order only. You'll need to bring certain documentation to obtain your passport, and the details are available at travel.state.gov on what those documents are. So if you've been thinking about getting a passport, here's the easy way. Just head down to the Greenville Post Office on Saturday morning, November 30th, from 9 to noon. No appointment necessary. Go to travel.state.gov for details on what documentation you'll need to have with you that day.
We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler, Rocker Bonville, and Chris Benn. So, Chris, you were talking about about your dad patented this machine and the product,
the right? process.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So, so this is out on Watkins Road?
Yes.
Okay. So, what is the machine? What is the process?
It's called, well, the machine is the bin crusher, and the process is incremental crushing. And basically what happens is we're able to crush grain, and we can sieve it. And so we'll run it through multiple sets of rolls. The rolls are not adjustable, and you have to have multiple rolls. And as you incrementally crush it from big to small, you can increase the products that you get at a smaller size, which is your what people would consider flour, yep. more of your food. And so as we crush that stuff down, then we're able to sieve it. So then we can run it through a sieve, and we pull out the different particle sizes that we want. And you can even get the nutritional values into the particle sizes, so you can change your sizes. And if you want more starch, more carbohydrates, you can do that. If you want more protein, you can do that. But you can get the different nutritional values in the different particle sizes. So that kind of opens up the door a lot to, you know, like the bread that we make. We put different particle sizes in different types of breads, and we get a different bread. And we can get a different nutritional value. And, you know, people who are baking their own, that buy the product, they're finding out that you can build your nutrition in the bread that you want. So that's all due to the different particle sizes after we sieve it.
Okay, now, and are we generally talking about wheat?
Yeah, we've got a lot of different products. I'm looking here, we've probably got about 13 or 14 different products that we are crushing at this time.
Okay. So I saw that you have like wheat number one, wheat number two, wheat number three, wheat number four. Is that all based on particle size?
Yes. Yep. And once again, the nutrition goes with that particle size. But yes, we're sieving it. And when we sieve it, this is just what we get. So we're not adding any enrichments. It doesn't have a shelf life. It doesn't go rancid ever. We had a gentleman from New York that came down a few years back and picked up a bunch of product, and he wanted to see what he could do with putting a market together in New York. And he took it home, probably 300 pounds worth, set it in his garage, no air conditioning, no heat, no insulation, and pretty soon it got packed under. So he forgot about it. And this past summer, I made some hemp bread. And hemp parts are one of the things that we crush. So I made some hemp bread, put it on Facebook. He saw it, got a hold of me, and said, "Hey, do you think that product's any good anymore?" And I said, "Well, one way to find out." So he went, opened up the different products that he had, and everything was still good. And he said, "Do you remember how long ago it was?" And I said, "Well, I've got it, but I said it's buried right now." I said, "You probably have that, you know, in your box somewhere." And he went and looked, and it was 3.5 years.
No kidding.
So, you know, that's the longest that we've had this stuff tested for shelf life. But, yeah, we've never had things go rancid in our products.
So, and I don't want to get too scientific here or anything, but you talked about how this process improves the nutritional value. How?
Well, it doesn't improve, but what it does is it maintains. And, you know, as we get into this, I do a lot of research, or I've done a lot of research and continue to, on nutrition, on, you know, how our bodies react. And the one of the biggest things I'm finding out is that the natural nutrition, the body can process everything. If you can keep that nutrition natural, then your body will recognize it and your body will benefit from it. But a lot of the synthetics that they put into foods, your body can't digest, even though it goes on the food label. So it is not a true reflection of the actual food that your body can absorb, can use. And so the thing that we do is we just keep it natural.
And like that is in there to sustain the shelf life and those types of things.
Right, right, yes.
Change the color of it or whatever.
Right.
Okay, so I noticed that your bread looks like wheat bread, okay? Not white bread. Right. What do they do to white bread that makes it white?
The biggest thing that they do with white bread is they bleach it. So they will take the flour and they bleach it. And when they bleach it, then it takes the color or turns the color all to white. And that's the biggest thing that they do. And I think everybody knows that bleach kills bacteria, kills whatever. So when you're putting that stuff in, now you've got that synthetic presence in there. And that's one of the things that we aren't putting into our products at this point in time and have no intentions of.
Okay, and they, you know, I read about, like, the wheat germ, okay? So is the way you process, okay, the wheat germ is still in there, right?
Yes.
Which is a good thing.
Right. You know, the, one of the things that they're selling, it's fairly new on the market, is a colostrum. And they take these cows, and after a cow has a calf, they get that colostrum, and that's a really rich part of the milk that gets that calf off to a good start. And, you know, they're harvesting that and they're selling that. And from my understanding, it's doing a lot of people a lot of good. But that's what's in that wheat germ, is that colostrum. That's the stuff that gets that next plant off to a good start. And with that wheat germ, we leave it right in. We don't take it out. And so that's in our products. And that's, you know, part of the natural nutrition that our bodies can absorb.
So you talked at the beginning where this actually started with your grandpa.
Yes.
So explain how.
Grandpa had some dairy cows out there, I think 12 to 15.
And your grandpa's name was John too, right?
Right, correct. Okay. Yep. My grandpa and my dad, both of them, had, but grandpa had those cows out there and he was feeding them whole corn. And when he hauled the manure out onto the field in the springtime, only to find that that corn grew up behind, you know, and he did not think that that corn should be out used for plow down. That was, he bought that corn for his cows to use.
Yeah.
So then they talked about, he talked about, you know, putting grain in a form that is more digestible. So then and he really never got around to doing a whole lot with it, but, you know, it was kind of his idea. Dad had heard this, had the conversation.
You heard him talk about, you know what, there's something that's not right about this whole process.
Right.
My, you know, corn's in the poop here, you know?
Yep. And so when Dad put up his own machine shop and he was doing work on his own, he had a little more free time. And then he started working on this process himself. So then he started putting the machines together. I think he's made 8 different machines, and I think we might have 3 left that are ones that are acceptable. But so he started putting them together, then disassemble and then save parts and what have you. But so he's been working on that for probably 15 years, off and on. And so he finally got to the point where, you know, things look pretty good. And that's whenever I decided that I needed to jump in and help out. And that's when I quit coaching basketball so I could spend more time, because coaching basketball and doing this at the same time, too many irons in the fire.
Yeah.
You just can't do everything.
Some would suffer.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So when you, okay, so when you talk about this process and the bin
crusher,
okay, how is that different than
roller mill, hammer mill, what they're using today?
How's it different?
You know, a roller mill and a hammer mill will not leave cells intact, and they become gummy. You get a lot of the oils that get mixed in, and it's really tough to keep the roller mill, the hammer mill, running efficiently. Because of that, and like with ours, we keep those oils intact. We don't have to worry about the oils getting out, which is why we can sieve. And but the roller mill, the hammer mill too, they get a lot bigger or a lot longer. At this point in time, we haven't worked on a real big production machine, so we might have some of the same issues that they've got. But there's a difference in gap from the ends to the middle, and so you don't get a consistent crush. And with or bin crusher, the way that the rolls are put together, you get a consistent crush all the way across. But there's no adjustment, so there's no room to give. So even in the middle, that gap size stays the same as it is on the outside. So we get a lot more consistent crush in our particle size.
So the wheat that comes in on the wagon is the very same wheat that would go elsewhere.
Right.
The only difference is the machine and the process.
Right. Yep. Okay. And like the wheat that we get it from North Dakota. They've got the best nutritional wheat in the world, at least from what we've been told and what we've seen. Probably the most credible person that we talked to was a Japanese buyer that came up there and bought. He had two train loads of 125 cars that he ships over to the Great Lakes and put on a barge and they ship it back. And, we're talking to him and he said, even yet with that radiation from dropping the atomic bombs, they're having a lot of issues.
Really?
But what they've done is, they said when you're dealing with radiation, you can't address that with a medication or anything as such. You have to address it with nutrition. So that is their approach to trying to help take care of that, to try, the whole civilization or the whole island country. And so that's their approach. So they get the best nutrition they can. So they went up to North Dakota and they said, that's the best wheat in the world. So, I'm thinking they're pretty credible. Their intentions are pretty honorable.
Right.
So I believe that they believe that. But, my question to them was, why don't you buy the flour and ship it back to your country? Well, the flour that we have here in the United States is illegal in Japan because of the toxicity of it. So they're not allowed to bring the flour back over there. And so, I'm kind of questioning things and looking at things. And, so that's why they're doing what they're doing. So I get back home and I'm going online and I'm looking at things and he's right. The flour that we make here in the United States is illegal. And I don't remember, probably 25, 30 countries throughout the world. And potassium bromate is one of the bad things in flour. And if you're caught using potassium bromate in Singapore, it's a 15-year or 10-year prison and a $500,000 fine.
Now, that's an additive, correct?
Yes.
Something they add to do something instead of something that would need to be taken out. Okay.
Right. Yeah, that's an additive. It's a dough strengthener, I believe, which allows the gluten to be more effective because it'll rise better. So he's telling me that. So I go, checking this stuff out, and I mean, he's right on. So, but those are the type of grains that we are getting, and we're trying to make sure that we're getting nutritional grains, and buying the best stuff out there that we can find.
Yeah. Now, can I ask you real quick here? So what is the advantage of the general process that most of the companies do with the roller mills and that type of thing? What advantage does that give them if it makes it a little gummy and that type of thing? What is their reasoning for that? I'm sure it's money.
Well, yeah, it's shelf life. It's being able to sell more product.
Oh, okay.
Being able to get it to different places and do some different things. But, the other thing that they're looking at is whenever they make flour, up to 80% of that wheat berry, they pull out and replace with synthetics. So only up to or possibly 20% of that wheat berry stays into the flour. And so with that being the case, now they've got wheat bran they can sell, they've got wheat germ they can sell, and so now they're dissecting that wheat and they're able to do other things with it. So there's multiple things that they're doing, and those are all things that we're not anywhere capable of doing, nor do we want to do at this point.
So is there a financial benefit to going through this process if you're feeding that to animals as well as making the human?
We have sent this out to Kansas State. And I can't think of the professor's name out there at this point, but he did a study, and it's on our website. But he did a study, and you are supposed to be able to raise a hog and put them through with the right micron size grain 2 weeks earlier with 20% less grain or manure at the end. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think, there were 20% less grain, less feed, because none of that stuff will pass through. If you get to the right micron size, then the hog's digestive system will use it all.
Well, and if you are able to sell them 2 weeks earlier, that's 2 weeks less feeding time, you know?
Right, yep. So 2 weeks, yeah, and 20% less fuel on hauling manure.
Yeah.
You know, your equipment doesn't break down as fast. So 20% less grain.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, that does make a difference. Makes a huge difference.
Without a doubt. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back and talk about some of the products that you make, and you know, I know you have flax, and I know you so do you make the bread?
We have a bakery in Indianapolis now.
Okay.
That is baking the bread. Okay. And in that factor, because of the crossover, the contamination possibilities, we don't use anything but crushed grains in that bakery.
Okay.
So that's our way of keeping everything clean and making sure that we don't have any issues with it.
Very good. Well, we'll be back to learn more right after this.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. There's going to be a tribe night where you can meet our Indians boys basketball teams, junior high, freshman, JV, and varsity on Saturday, November 23rd, with intra-squad scrimmages starting at 6 p.m. And there will also be a chicken and pork chop dinner starting at 5:30 with the various teams doing the serving. The scrimmages will feature all the teams from junior high through varsity playing one half each, starting with the 7th grade scrimmage at 6 p.m. The tickets for the chicken and pork chop dinners are $8 each, and you'll need to get your tickets by November 14th from the coaches, players, or parents of team members, junior high through varsity. Don't miss your chance to get a preview of our upcoming boys basketball season and get a great dinner, too. Saturday, November 23rd, dinner starts at 5:30, scrimmages start at 6, and members of our Indians teams will be serving the chicken or pork chop meal. You need to get your tickets ahead of time from players, coaches, or parents by Thursday, November 14th. There is no charge to watch the scrimmages.
We're back. Insight, Jack Sogler, Rocker Bonville, and Mr. Chris Benn. So, Chris, we've been talking about the various processes and what you create. So now let's talk about the products, okay? What do you make out there?
At this point in time, we've got several different grains that we're crushing. And we've got a bakery in Indianapolis that primarily right now makes bread. but we're in the process of doing some different things. I know that he is going to gear up to be able to make just about anything. Our bakery's been up and running for maybe 3 weeks to a month now, so you know, they're still at the early stages. But this bread that they're baking is going to have the same qualities that anything that we bake has, because of the grains that we're using. And so,
so is this bakery just for the? I mean, so is this like the Bin Bakery, or
This is just the crushed grains. Yes, okay. We don't use any other products in there.
Okay.
Everything that we use is crushed grains, just because of the contamination to crossover and things like that. So we try to keep this as clean as we can. But, you know, the bread's probably the best thing. It's definitely our best seller. You know, you get to the point today, more and more people are getting away from baking, and so they're not using it as much. So the more that we can bake, the more stuff we can get into people's hands. And this bread that we've got here, because we keep the nutrition in it, and we don't pull anything out, and we don't add any synthetics, any preservatives, any chemicals into it. What we have found out is that people with gluten issues, we've had well over 300 people in about a 2.5 year period. Then we started to get enough other people selling it that I couldn't keep track of everybody anymore. So, but with gluten issues, you know, over 300 people with gluten issues that have been able to eat this, and we haven't had anybody that has come back and said that they couldn't eat it.
No kidding.
Now, the bread that we're getting is the highest gluten content bread or wheat that we can find. But the guy we get it from, he's got about 20,000 acres. I think there's about 20 farmers all getting together at a big co-op up in North Dakota. And this stuff here, we can go out and we can find the exact coordinates where it was raised at. So they are very efficient. They're very up to date. You know, they are out in the front of most people with trying new hybrids, new wheats. And so even this year, we're going to get a different type of wheat to try to see how it crushes out. But they, once again, this is the highest gluten content wheat that they are able to get their hands on.
So this is the highest gluten content wheat making bread that people who are kind of following a gluten-free diet because they don't think they can tolerate gluten, and they're having success with this.
Correct. Yes. And so, you know, the big thing that we've come back to, we've done some different studies, we've done some different research, but even the scientists that came out and said that gluten was causing the health problems. And this website's on our Facebook page. You know, if you want to go read it, I highly recommend you read it. But he had, before he passed away, recanted and said that gluten is not the issue. And more scientists, doctors, health people are saying that gluten is not the issue, but it is the processing. So when they're saying that, and I know that we're staying away from the processing, and that people can eat our bread made with the highest gluten content wheat that we can find, that all makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the thing that, you know, that we're basing things off of. And there's many different sources out there. There's many different places that are starting to say this. You don't have any big places starting to say that, but you've got a lot of, you know, traces all over the place. And the thing that we know is seeing is believing. And when people can eat this, you know, that speaks volumes for itself. So, sure. And, you know, we had a gluten watchdog group from over on the East Coast that were getting after us pretty good at one point in time, you know, saying that we couldn't say it was gluten-free. And I told her, I've never made the statement. It's not on any of our stuff that it's gluten-free. As a matter of fact, we tell you it's the highest gluten content that we can find. So, you know, and they backed off.
Yeah.
Couldn't say anything back because that's the only thing we have out there. So, yeah. You know, we don't claim it to be gluten-free, but we know there's a lot of people with gluten-free issues that have success. We even have two people with celiac. Now, they won't buy the bread, but they take our products, they go home, and they bake their own bread. And they've been doing that for years now, and they're having success eating this stuff as well.
No kidding.
So, you know, the gluten issue seems to be working out pretty well. The diabetics, you know, the dietary fiber in this, the carbohydrates, none of it is refined. So you don't have any refined carbohydrates like refined sugar. So you don't have any of those. Everything is complex. So this is good for diabetics. We've had so many diabetics that even with pumps on their sides and no watch, keep track of their numbers as yeah. they're eating it, and they're not having a problem with it. So it's helping people with diabetes. We've got it. And actually, one of the breads that we want to come out with next is going to be called Diabetic's Dream. And it's going to have probably about 21 times the dietary fiber that most breads will have. So it's going to be a really high dietary fiber, and it's going to be unlike traditional dietary fiber that is refined. This is going to be unrefined dietary fiber, which when people get into this and we really get into some different universities to study this, we're going to find out that the dietary fiber is the same as the carbohydrates, where you have your complex and your refined. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, but I think that Diabetic's Dream is going to be a really successful bread, and they've actually tried it on a couple of diabetics, and it's done wonders for them. So
fantastic.
Yeah, so we're working with that, and you know, even people with any kind of irritable bowel syndrome. We've had some people with Crohn's who've had success with it, diverticulitis, they've had success with it. But a lot of it is because of the dietary fiber and the natural state that it's in, where it comes through and it works in unison with your body. And, you know, there's no synthetics that your body all of a sudden decides that it needs to send the white blood cells out and create inflammation and cause a battle inside your body, because your body recognizes everything that's being put into the digestive system. So, you know, the non-inflammation, non-inflammatory aspect of this food is really a benefit as well. We've had people get off of blood pressure medication with the flax, which we've got flax in our bread. So it's just, once again, it's putting food in a natural state and letting the human body sort it all out, which it can do pretty well.
Yeah. So how many different types of bread do you make?
Well, at this point, we're only making the one.
Okay.
But we've got the Diabetic's Dream, and he is looking at rye bread. They're looking at sourdough. You know, there's a couple things. We've got a guy out in San Diego that's putting some of the stuff together for us and putting the recipes together, and then we'll bake it over here in Indianapolis. So once we get the stuff rolling, and then we're going to have noodles and pie crust and pizza crust, and we've actually got a gentleman right now down from Dorothy Lane Market who works for Dorothy Lane and is talking about possibly starting up his own business making pizza crust down there, you know, with our product. So, you know, there's a lot of different things that we can bake with it ourselves. And people that are baking right now pretty much can use our number ones or wheat number ones as a one-to-one replacement for flour, and they can bake just about anything with any recipe they have out there. But getting away from the refining, get away from the simple carbohydrates, and introducing the complex carbohydrates, and, you know, taking away the azobicarbonate and the potassium bromide and the bleach and all those other things, and getting those out of your system. I mean, that's all going to be a plus for the health.
Well, and what's interesting about it, you know, you hear or read about these, you know, these, you know, pizza crust that's made out of cauliflower, you know, whatever they use to make these different type crust, you know, but they just don't taste the same. But this is still made of wheat. You know, it goes through a different process. So you would think it would be a lot like what you're used to. I mean, you know, I know when I eat the bread, it's freaking bread, you know. So you know, I mean, that seems to be a huge benefit. Just the fact that it's still wheat, you know.
Right. And you know, it's like you said, it's what people are used to. So the flavor's there. You know, it's what people are used to. And you know, when you get out to market, you know, to make a big change quick is tough.
Yeah.
So the smaller increments that you can make with a change are better. And if you only have to make a small increment, that's usually the best way to get this stuff out and about.
So you make the bread, and you have these other projects that are, you know, hopefully coming soon. What are your other products?
We have got our wheat number ones. Then we've got the wheat number twos, and those two, along with flax, are what we use for our bread. But you get different nutritional values when you get the ones versus the number twos. And we've got number threes and number fours, and the same thing happens there. Your number fours have all your trace minerals. Your number threes have your higher protein and your higher dietary fiber. Those two particles are a little bit tougher to get into breads because they make it a little more dense. But there will be certain people that like that. We get into the sourdough. We'll be able to use those products for that. We'll be able to use all four products of the wheat. Crushed flax, we keep it whole. We don't sieve that, although we can. But we don't sieve that. But we use a crushed flax. And once again, no shelf life on that either. As many oils as there are in it. And it's really good to for people. We've got oats, quinoa, hemp hearts. We just started crushing those, but those really seem to have a lot of nutritional value in those. We're starting with some coffee, but we have people that have better coffee beans than we do. Great. You think your coffee beans are better, bring them down. We'll crush them. So we'll do some, a little bit of work like that for different people. We're crushing sunflowers. We don't know anybody else that can crush sunflowers or hemp. So I think those were probably the only people that can crush those two grains, those two products. We've got some rye. We do a little bit of corn and buckwheat. So at this point, those are the different grains that we're crushing. Buckwheat, we've got people that come and get it for pancakes.
Really?
Yeah, we've got rye. People like rye bread. They make their own Reubens with it. So we've got some different things, some unique products that people can make some unique breads with as well, which eventually we will have some of those in our bakery as well.
That is really interesting. I'll tell you what, we're going to take one more break, and we'll come back and kind of wrap things up and you touch on the things that you still want to touch on yet. And then we still have to have you do a Stump the Rocker contest, where our category tonight is going to be bread trivia. Okay? Rocker, are you ready for this? Okay.
He looks a little scared.
He does look a little scared.
He shouldn't be.
He's going down. So we'll be back right after this.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
There are just a few of the great specials now through this Thursday, November 21st, that Wayne Street Market has throughout their store to save you money. They're continuing their steak sale featuring ribeyes for only $6.99 a pound and New York strips for just $5.99 a pound. And they have boneless pork chops for just $3.49 a pound. Also, half-liter bottles of Pepsi products are now priced at just $4 for $10. In their deli, they have some great deals for a quick meal or snack or afternoon snack for the kids. You can get dairy fresh cooked ham for the low price of just $1.75 a pound. Troyer your Big Eye Swiss cheese for $4.49 a pound. And Amish Wedding coleslaw is just $1.99 a pound. Check out these great specials at Wayne Street Market, as well as many other special prices on your favorite items throughout the store. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. It's time for basketball, and the girls' season begins this Friday, with boys starting next Friday, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you all the girls' and boys' varsity games we can again this year. Just as in the past, many of the games will be simulcast with our friends at WPGW, and Fort Recovery Radio will announce the rest of the games, with Brian Patch doing the play-by-play. This Friday, the Lady Indians traveled to Convoy to take on the always tough Crestview Knights. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that game. This should be an exciting season for both our girls and boys teams, and our girls begin this Friday at Crestview with a JV game starting at 6. Get your season tickets now so you're ready for the home games, and then head up to Crestview on Friday to cheer on our Lady Indians. But if you just can't get to the game in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Inside. Jack Stoller eating some bread here. So, Chris, you know, so you talked about the process, and you talked about the you know, products. So now, if like I'm out there and I say I want to know where I can find this stuff at, where can I find either the? I'm assuming that you sell it, sell like the bags of the wheat or the baked bread, correct?
Yes, yeah, we sell both of it.
Okay. So, like, where would I find it at?
Well, right here in Fort Recovery, Wayne Street Market. You know, they sell products, Granddad's Home Remedies outside of town. They sell it out there, and Generation Fitness. So those three places right here in Fort Recovery would be the places to go. Over in St. Henry, we're in Gels. IGA, and Sarah Evers used to be over there in Sano, but she moved to Salina, so she continues to sell her stuff in Salina. And I've tried to think other places that would be close.
I think Eikenberry's in Greenville.
Eikenberry's in Greenville. We've got Wagner's in Minster and Osgood. We've got Betty's Natural Foods. If you get over to Yorkshire, Eat Food for Life, and Dan, he's got a lot of good things over there besides just our products, but they're loaded. And Walpock, you've got Steinke Family Chiropractic that sell it, Versailles, John's IGA, REU Juicery in Troy. If you get up there, they've got a whole host of things that that they're doing pretty good also. Garden Grove Holistic in Lima. Second Street Market in Dayton. We did just get into Health Food Unlimited down in Dayton. They're a really big, I think the biggest single health food store in the United States. But we got into there, and we are into the two jungle gyms, one in Hamilton, one in Cincinnati. We did get into those places.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's Eikenberry's, like you said, in Flour Barrel. They're over in Gettysburg, just outside of Greenville. Fountain Acres, good story about Fountain Acres. I'm down there demoing our products, and I'll bet I ran into seven different people from Fort Recovery.
No kidding.
Where's Fountain Acres?
In Fountain City.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that Amish, they call it Amish Walmart.
Yes, yep, it's on 127, about 7 miles north of Richmond.
Yep. No kidding.
On 27.
Yeah, 27, yeah. Yeah. It's a neat place. They got all... It's a big store. It's neat.
Yeah. And you know, they got all kind of different people that come in there. Probably the thing people come into most for is the candy. They probably have more candy than Burt's.
Yeah, that right?
I think
their candy section is bigger than Burt's store. Burt's has a great candy selection.
Yes,
not saying anything about that, but that is a big, big store, and they have just aisles and aisles of candy, it's basically Amish Dunkards, and so it's what you would expect, plus furniture and that kind of stuff, gazebos and all kinds of things. It's crazy.
And then you know, the other place too that I'd like to throw out there is Second Street Market down in Dayton. Rosebud's Real Foods, they do a really good job down there. They're in the Second Street Market. They sell for us. But she is also one of those people that are out on the forefront, and she's experimenting with our products. She's made some crackers. She's done some different cookies and some different things. But I mean, she's really out there. She's really experimenting. And I think she's going to have a lot of products made with our crushed grains. And, you know, so then the big thing that we just tell those people who are making products with our grains is make sure you put our logo on there so people know, you know, they're crushed grains. And as long as they can do that, you know, people know the quality of the food that they're getting.
So you'd mentioned the website. So let's mention the website that you would like for them to go to check out more about this.
www.healthygraincrushing.com. And we've got two different parts on the website. One is Our Father's Food, which is the food section. And we also have Teamwork Manufacturing, which is more of the machine and the grains and the feed side of things that we were on a while back, which we have transitioned over to food now with everything that we've come up with.
Okay, well, cool. I tell you what, we're going to do a Stump the Rocker next, and then we'll come back and let you kind of wrap things up into one nice cozy ball here. But first, we're going to have a Stump the Rocker on bread trivia.
Oh, dear heavens.
Okay. So, I'll give you this piece of paper. So, you jot your answer down there. Okay.
I bet I don't get any of these even close.
I'll bet you do, Neil. Okay. Because you're smart and you know what 37 plus 29 is.
88.
Close enough. All right, first question. Okay. What is the end pieces of a loaf of bread called?
Ooh, ooh.
Okay. Number two, what ingredient gives pumpernickel bread its dark color?
Paint.
Black paint. Number three, there's five questions. Number three, what company is the largest producer of bread in both the world and the U.S.? And it's not quite Our Father's Food yet. The company that's the largest producer of bread in the world and in the United States. Okay. Number four. This one-word song title performed by Bread could launch 1,000 ships.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm not old enough for this.
Probably. Yeah, but you've heard the song.
Yeah.
And I can't think of it.
Okay, now last question. What year, this is a two-part question. There's a bonus part to this.
Oh,
okay?
Boy, bonus.
The basic question is, what year was the Pillsbury Doughboy introduced? Okay, what year was the Pillsbury Doughboy introduced? And a bonus point, if you can tell me what his name is. He actually has a name, and it's not Pillsbury Doughboy.
I think I used to know that, but I don't have it now.
All right. You ready? Rocker's never been beat.
Okay. I can believe that.
This is gonna be ugly.
But this one here might get him because he had that look. Show us that look again, Rocker.
Deer in the headlights?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the hell it is. Okay. So first question was, and we'll let Chris answer first.
Oh, thanks.
What's the end pieces of a loaf of bread called?
Well, I would call it the heel or the butt.
Rocker said?
This ain't good. I went with crust.
Actually, I'll accept both heel and crust, because
crust is on the top too.
The crust is the outside pieces of a loaf of bread. It is what kind of wraps the bread and keeps the moisture in. So the ends do qualify. Okay. So I will give you crust. Heel is probably the best answer. Okay. Number two was what? The one about pumpernickel?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. What ingredient gives pumpernickel bread its dark color, Rocker?
Pink. I went with pumpkin.
Pumpkin?
And I went with wheat.
I went with molasses.
Molasses is the answer.
Doesn't taste like molasses.
So it tastes like paint.
So none, so none of us got that one.
I got it.
Neil did.
Yeah, but he's...
No. Yeah, I'm not allowed to play. I'm just allowed to give the right answers.
The number three. What company is the largest producer of bread in the world?
Does it have polka dots on the bag?
No.
Oh,
then it is not wrong. Wonder.
Darn.
No, I went with Sunbeam.
Rocker?
Nichols.
Grupo Bimbo.
And what brands do they produce?
They make Arnold, Sara Lee, and Thomas.
Well, Thomas English Muffins is the only thing I've ever heard of. How could that? If we've never heard of it, how can it be the biggest producer?
It's the big. Don't argue.
You
with.
Said in the United States also, but the United States and the world. I've never heard of it. Never heard of any of them.
Grupo Bimbo. Check it out.
So I don't doubt that, but I'm doubting the titles. Names of.
Is that a draw?
Yeah, that's a draw. All right. Number four. This one-word song title performed by Bread could launch 1,000 ships. Chris is clueless.
I drew a blank on that one.
Rocker has.
I went with F.
F is correct.
If a fish could launch 1,000 ships.
I love me and Marsh used to dance.
And I got a bone to pick with you in about a few seconds.
I hope you end up hitting him.
He's going to stretch this out now.
I know. That song makes me cry, Neil.
Yeah.
All right. What year was a Pillsbury Doughboy introduced? Rocker?
I went with 1945.
1974.
I went with 64.
1962.
Ooh, so, I was even so.
You said.
I was way too early.
So you said 47?
45.
45? Chris got this right. So now, the tiebreaker goes to whoever can name his first name.
Oh, I got
or
this.
Or his name.
Timmy.
Craig.
Craig the Doughboy. What? Okay. Rocker?
I went with Charles.
Charles, his name is Poppin' Fresh. Poppin' Fresh.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep.
Now, I coached a kid up here at baseball. Craig Follenkamp. We called him Pillsbury all the time.
Is that right?
Yep.
How can that not be right?
Because he giggled like the doughboy. Yep.
Yep. So, we'll call it a tie. You remain undefeated, but you were shaky on this one, Rocker.
Yeah, you had to give him crust for heel.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it. Yeah.
Don't ask a baker on that.
A baker is going to say heel.
Oh, they know a whole lot about that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So, Chris, I tell you what. Neil, do we have to get one more commercial in?
Yep.
I tell you what, let's take one more real quick commercial. We'll come back. We'll let you wrap this up and share, kind of give a summary of Our Father's Foods right after this.
Boar's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boar's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boar's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boar's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 60-cent wings, traditional or boneless, and draft beers for only $1. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut, grilled, or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of two sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
There's going to be a tribe night where you can meet our Indians boys basketball teams, junior high, freshman, JV, and varsity on Saturday, November 23rd, with inter-squad scrimmages starting at 6 p.m. And there will also be a chicken and pork chop dinner starting at 5:30 with the various teams doing the serving. The scrimmages will feature all the teams from junior high through varsity playing one half each, starting with the 7th grade scrimmage at 6 p.m. The tickets for the chicken and pork chop dinners are $8 each, and you'll need to get your tickets by November 14th from the coaches, players, or parents of team members, junior high through varsity. Don't miss your chance to get a preview of our upcoming boys basketball season and get a great dinner, too. Saturday, November 23rd, dinner starts at 5:30, scrimmages start at 6, and members of our Indians teams will be serving the chicken or pork chop meal. You need to get your tickets ahead of time from players, coaches, or parents by Thursday, November 14th. There is no charge to watch the scrimmages.
Back, Insight. The undefeated Rocker Bond villain is still here.
Yeah.
The crushed Chris Bennis is here. So, Chris, I tell you what.
Crushed
I really
grains.
Appreciate.
Crushed grains. What he's not crushed, he's crushed
that's
grains.
That's true. You really appreciate you coming up and sharing this. It's fascinating. So why don't you go ahead and kind of share a little bit more, just summarize what all we've talked about.
This goes back to a three-generational process, a three-generational effort to try to come up with a different way, a more efficient way, a healthier way to crush grains for human consumption so that the body is able to better utilize these products. And, as we go through this, one of the biggest things that we've tried to do for the most part is to try to keep the integrity of the grain, keep the integrity of the products without trying to interfere any more than what we have to. And that has seemed to help the body utilize the natural nutrition a lot better. And, it's helped a bunch of people. And we've got all kind of stories. We've got testimonials on our Facebook. We've got testimonials on our website of different people that it's helped and some of the issues they've got. I suggest if you're interested to go check those out, you can see what it has done for others. And I think in the future, we want to make sure that we keep focused on the health. We want to make sure that we keep working forward to try and help improve health. One of the things too that I guess we have with this is people think that it's a little more expensive, and it is for a couple of reasons business wise. If we would process more, that's going to help bring the cost down a little bit. But the Japanese that I talked about earlier, the big thing with him that he said is that the Japanese spend about 2-3% of their paycheck on health care. And they spend 5% on good food. In America, we spend about 2-3% on food, and we spend about 8-9% on healthcare. So when you're looking at, food right now, we're trying to help people with health problems initially, but we want to get to the point where this is becoming a preventative health concern, not taking care of it after the fact, but staying out of this type of situation. So, that's our goal, and that's what we're going to keep striving for, and that's where we're going to get to in the future.
Well, and if you think about if it's able to get you off of one medication, then you probably more than paid for it. Right. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, just the way most of the prescription costs are now, that is probably very true. Well, Chris, I tell you what, I really appreciate your time. Again, if you're interested in learning more, go to
www.healthygraincrushing.com. And you can look us up on Facebook. Our Father's Foods will be there as well with a lot of good information.
And I'll tell you what, you and your team, your group, you've done a great job of getting out there, too. You know, I've seen you at several things. You've given presentations with different organizations and stuff. So probably pretty fun, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I went down and seen the doctor real quick story. Down to Springboro. They have a Western Price organization down there really concerned about health. And a doctor was giving a presentation, and he was talking about wheat and how not eating wheat, you lose selenium, manganese, and different trace minerals that our bodies are starving now because of the low carb, of the different diets, the keto, the Atkins. Yep. But our bodies are missing those nutrients. So he's talking about the dangers of not eating wheat and how unhealthy it is. And, so I kind of raised my hand and said, well, I think we need to get together afterwards. I could help you out. And he kind of blew me off and, was not too interested in it. But I had six ladies in that room that stood up and vouched for me and had stories to tell. So I ended up, got to talk to him at the end of the night. And now he's kind of leaning toward writing a book on what we've got. So,
okay.
Cool. So when you get other people out there that are helping you, that are talking about it, it becomes easier. And you just appreciate those people that step up and can testify as to how good your products are.
Fantastic. Well, I tell you what, I appreciate you coming up. You may be next spring when you're 6 months further into the process, you'll have an update and we'll have you back if that works out okay.
Oh, I would love to.
Fantastic. So thanks, Chris. Rocker, I think you have a rant, don't you?
Yes, I do. But before I go to that, what was the top 10 list today?
Well, your top 10 list was Barry Manilow songs.
And you
had Copacabana at the top. And I agree with Bob, once every 21 and a half years. But
and he's in a coma case, right now.
He's absolutely right. Yeah, when
you think Barry Manilow, what comes to mind?
Love songs.
I'm in New England.
I'm with Bob on this one. Love songs.
The McDonald's jingle. He wrote, "You Deserve a Break Today."
Yep. Before he was.
That's famous. The first thing that comes to mind when you think Barry Manilow.
Well, that.
Love songs.
What do you think?
He thinks Copacabana because it's a dance.
I think
song.
Your brother saying he's just coming out of the closet.
Barry Manilow's got four kids.
So? I don't think he has any, but that's okay.
You can't. No, you can't.
Do you really believe Barry Manilow's listening to this Dog and Pony show?
Well, he should be if he cares about me. He cares about his health.
Okay, my rant.
Yeah, what's your rant?
Okay, we got the crosswalks up here.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've noticed in the last few months, cars tend to just kind of cover over it. I mean, so what's the point of having a crosswalk if these cars are going to, invade it?
In the middle of them.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yep. I mean, I'd say get an ice pick and start poking holes in tires.
Hey, you got a picture phone?
Yeah.
Take a picture.
Take pictures of everybody that violates that crosswalk line.
Yep. Put it on Facebook, embarrass them.
Yeah.
And how will that, what will that do to me?
They'll probably get shot at.
But yeah. Bump will kill you first time you post.
Maybe you can shame them into doing the right thing.
What if the odd is the first one?
now that I'm thinking about it, I think I might start doing that with the trucks that block my alley by Casey's.
Nobody does.
Everybody does every day. No. It's crazy. Yes.
Okay, how would you rate that rant?
It was okay.
It's a six. Okay, I have got one for you. A rant.
Ready? Okay, this will be good.
I'm so sick of seeing...
The hearings?
The blonde screaming woman...
At the cat?
And the cat.
Yes.
And they're in one of them that's funny. They're in one of them that's funny.
I thought there's several of them that were funny.
Rant from Bubba.
Bubba rant.
Where did Chris Benn's son learn to shoot free throws as good as he does? I don't get it. Chris Benn couldn't make a 10-footer.
Bubba. Sometimes you learn from your mistakes.
Go get fun basketball season. Looking forward to it.
Yep.
Yeah, so you played here. Okay, so you graduated in 87.
Right.
We're like, we pretty good.
You can't remember back that far?
I can't.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
we were. Yeah, boatload of rebound. Who else was on that team? Was that?
Greg McClure.
Greger? Eric Shanehair, Dave Vunderhaar, Todd McAbee.
I was thinking Todd was on that.
Steve Wepker. Trying to think. Randy Rammel caught the end of that. Tim McCain.
So,
that's all my memory works for.
Yeah. So, when the Benn family gets together, okay, and there's how many of you kids?
Four.
12.
12.
This is okay. A great question. Yeah. I know where you're going.
Okay. Do you ever have a discussion on who's the best basketball player? Is there that friendly competition?
Thanksgiving meal. All the fans are
quite good. Often we have that discussion.
I mean, do you ever push yourself away from the table and say, "Let's take it outside, boys"?
Not in a long time. I'd rather just talk right now.
Good choice.
Well, Lynn would probably win anyway.
Yeah,
but you know, the only reason that Lynn was as good as she was is that we would go down on the court and we would play, and it would be Doug and Sean, myself, and you can only go two on one so long.
Yeah,
we needed one.
We needed one, and none of my other sisters would come down, and Lynn would come down. Yeah. And so she'd come down, and she first started playing, and she would get her shot blocked time and time and time again. Well, eventually she figured it out. And she could get shots off against me, Doug, Sean. And, you know, she figured it out. And then taking the ball to the rim because she could stand outside and shoot. So then you start getting up. And so she was able to hold her own down there with us four.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty cool.
But I'm never going to say she was.
Oh, no, there ain't no way. Well, I tell you what. There was a long line of them that,
yes,
that supplied a whole bunch of fun on Friday night, so that's pretty cool.
And you know, the thing that, as I get into this, the longer I'm into this, I'm realizing that I was not very skilled. I played hard, I rebounded, I was coachable, I did those kind of things, but, you know, like Bob alluded to before, I shot better from the field than I did from the free throw line my senior year. So, I was not overly skilled, but I played hard, and there's a lot of kids out there now that are a lot better than I could ever even begin to be.
You know what? They're more athletic than what you may have been back then, but, you know, when it came to, like, going after the ball, nobody did it better. You know, you just.
But I had to.
It's amazing how he grew all the time.
Yeah.
Well, you play St. Henry on Friday night, Big Pete had you 6'6".
Yeah.
I played well, I think he was.
I think there's one year I was 6'11".
I played well, I think he was. Every game, the taller you got.
But I do know, too, that whenever they tested my vertical, they used a piece of paper. I wanted to see if they could get it underneath there. No.
Instead of 6 inches, it's six slices of paper here, 6 pieces of paper. Well, Chris, I tell you what, I wish you well in your endeavors, and maybe we'll have you back and touch base next spring.
That would be great.
Okay. So, for Jack Stogler, Rocker Bonville, and Chris Benn, this is Insight, getting out of here right on time, right, Neil?
Just about.
for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.